Good morning, I'm John Lynn, your home energy efficiency luminary. If your electricity bill is becoming an issue for you, then tune in because I'm going to shine a light on some tricks and tips that you can use to reduce your electricity bill starting right now. From 1996 to 2012, my growing family did their energy efficiency apprenticeship when we used a standalone system that produced and stored our home's electricity. But since 2012, we haven't had an electricity bill, and that saves us about $2,000 a year. In fact, they pay us about $4,000 a year. So since 2012, we've been $5,000 to $6,000 a year better off than most families our size. And because of our home's design, it's way more comfortable to live in all year round and therefore requires very little heating or cooling. Thermally efficient homes are worth more, they rent for more, they cost less to live in, and they are thermally more comfortable all year round. Who wouldn't want to live in one? Now, whether you're a long-term renter, a homeowner, or an investor who flips houses, it's in your best interest to understand how a home's design and your electrical habits all play together like an orchestra. I've clocked up nearly 25 years of living an energy efficient lifestyle. I'm retired teacher with 37 years experience, but I'm back teaching people what I know because the price of grid supplied electricity is not coming down. And now, here's today's energy efficiency tip.
As we move closer to the end of summer, I'm thinking everyone's awake up to the folly of running around the house in tracky pants with the air conditioner set at 16 degrees. If you've had the good fortune to have been able to tune into these incredible energy saving tips and you've taken on board the practice of those that you consider may benefit you and your family, then you would have noticed a downward trend in the size of your electricity bill. As we move to leave midsummer behind us, the sun continues to head north. The daily temperatures are, metaphorically speaking, going to start heading south, and the daytime and the nighttime temperatures become a little bit more pleasant as the days roll on. Home air conditioners will get less of a thrashing, and the fans will eventually be put away in the cupboard for next year. So I'll take the opportunity to remind householders to check their status on how much standby power they are now consuming. That is, how much electrical energy is being consumed within a household with very little benefit, if any, to the family. Not that I've ever been convinced that there is an average family living anywhere in the world, but statistically speaking, standby power, probably more accurately referred to as vampire power, senselessly devours over 80 watts per hour in the average Australian home. I think it's 81.8 watts per hour in the average Australian home. Of course, it depends on what state or territory you live in and how much you pay for electricity, but this waste can cost the average Australian family, whatever that is, as much as $250 per year, statistically speaking. For those who are unsure about what I'm speaking about, I'm referring to the electricity that gets used by appliances left in standby mode for our convenience. Leaving both the refrigerator and the freezer on 24 hours a day is an excellent decision, but leaving your printer, which you may only use once a week or maybe once a fortnight, switched on 24/7 is not such a brilliant idea. I've spoken about this subject before, however, there are people who are still unaware of just how much this wasted power is impacting their electricity bills. Many appliances use power when they're not being used, but are still switched on at the wall. So it's time to revisit, folks. If you're not turning every appliance that you are not using off at the wall every time, then you are consuming electricity that you don't need to consume, and you are paying more on a bigger electricity bill than you have to. If this is still happening in your home, give yourself a smack and start doing something about it. On average, a desktop computer standby draws 3.5 watts. ADSL wireless system draws over 8 watts. A laser printer is 8 to 9 watts on standby. An older plasma TV, 2.5 to 3 watts. Soundbars on your TV, another 0.5 watt. It all adds up. A game console is 15 to 16 watts on standby. It all adds up every hour, every day. All you have to do to eliminate this wasted electricity is to simply turn everything off at the wall every time.